Tim mentioned this question of discriminating between supposedly good migrants and supposedly bad migrants. And when we hear about so-called bogus or failed asylum seekers, what they mean, and what they often say, is economic migrant. We're now told we're supposed to have something against economic migrants. Let's ask a couple of questions about economic migration. How many people in Canada, United States, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Zimbabwe came from Scotland? How many African Caribbean people today have Scottish surnames because the slave owners were Scottish? If we in this country have to say that we have a problem with economic migration, and they want to take out of Scotland anyone who's here to seek a better life for themselves or to seek work, then we'd better be prepared to accept back to this country every single person of Scottish origin who's gone overseas. And I tell you, sisters and brothers, there are more people in America claim Scottish descent than there are people living in Scotland. So, for those people who say they're concerned about population rise, I would advise you to welcome the migrants who are coming. Before we go on with our programme of speakers, we have an announcement from Jeff Abbott about an impending deportation.
We've tried to demoralise us today by taking out all the refugees and asylum seekers from the detention centre. We won't be demoralised, because there's human beings behind those people. And I want to talk about one special person. He's called Courage, and he's got courage. He's called Courage Idibonye, and he was a student activist in Nigeria. He led a student strike and caused troubles. He was being pursued by paramilitaries. His brother was shot in the leg and he had to go into hiding for fear of his life. He came to this country, he came to claim asylum, and now they're going to send him back. They're going to send him back, at best to be tortured, at worst to his death. Now, not only that, Richard Branson this morning flew in to Edinburgh saying he was going to bring justice to Africa. Well, Courage is going to be deported on the Virgin Airlines flight tonight. So I'm saying if Richard Branson hears this, he's in Edinburgh, apparently you can get through to him, I've been talking to Sky. If you get on the website, Virgin website, get through to the press office, ask for Richard Branson's personal number, they'll give it to you. He's proud of the fact that he'll speak to you personally. I'll give you another number at the end to ring as well. We should ask him, we should say to him, if you really believe in justice, you should be stopping Courage from getting on that plane. And I'll tell you what, if he sends him on that plane, he will be making money out of blood. Because that's what they're doing. The commercial airlines are being used in the deportation to make money out of blood. So, what I would appeal, this is something you can all do now, this is something you can make a difference. Get your pens and paper out. I want you to ring this number. This is the Virgin Customer Services number, and it's 01-29-35-62-345. He's on flight number VS-651, which leaves at 10 o'clock tonight. from London to Lagos. It's Heathrow to Lagos. So if you know anybody who lives near Heathrow, tell them to try and get to that flight, because they can talk to passengers as they go on and tell them what's going on. And what I also want to say is that Courage was in the middle of a judicial review. He doesn't know the result of that judicial review, and he is being sent back to his death. What they're saying is that the letter might have been sent to a wrong address, but apparently that doesn't matter. So what we need to do is protest the Virgin most strongly. Justice has definitely not been done. And I want to appeal to Richard Branson, if there's any reporters here, TV cameras, if you really believe in justice for Africa, you'll be stopping Courage from getting on that plane tonight. Thanks for that.